disrespectful, rude, arrogant, dishonest, nasty, criticizing, horrible people things. The world's full of horrible stuff. But if I ask this question, what's your definition of integrity? And could it be that who you are and what you do are the same things? So if you're a liar and you lie, then you've got integrity. If you're a cheat and you cheat, then you've got integrity. I know this sounds a bit bizarre. But if you are saying one thing and doing another, could that be a lack of integrity? One of the things I love about being in this room, sport proves who you are it reveals who you are, and you can't hide. You either win or you lose. Yes, you can participate in sport, but the ultimate outcome of most sports is to win, and you either won or you lost. Now, whether that's a subjective sport where there's a judge, and that's a bit more complicated, but you either ran the fastest, swam the fastest, jumped the highest, kicked the furthest, threw the furthest. I love sport because it's honest and it's real. So here's my question, integrity. Is personal integrity important to you? And it might not be, but particularly as an exercise professional or any health professional for that matter, if you're inspiring, helping, wanting to have people be healthy, to be fit, to be strong, to be lean, all of the things that come along with inspiring people to have a body that works, are you a living, breathing example of that? Now, it's a very controversial question, I get that. I do, and I will share very openly that I get very disappointed when I see medical professionals who are unhealthy and out of shape. These are the people that understand how the human body works. They understand better than anybody that if you're weak, if you're unfit, if you don't put the right nutrients into your body, if you don't look after yourself, then your body doesn't work properly. So how can you be healthy? So if you are a doctor, if you're a nurse, if you're an allied health professional and you want people to be healthy and you're not doing the things to be healthy, how can we inspire other people? Is it possible that people watch what we do more than they listen to what we say? Is it possible that we have a world that's so unfit and so weak and so sick and so diseased and so depressed more than it's ever been? Because there are so many people who are not living the example. Now, I know this sounds very harsh, but I'm not concerned about adults. Adults can do whatever they bloody well want. You can do whatever you want. I'm really concerned about our kids. If we're telling our kids to be healthy, to eat healthy food, to exercise, to have a body that works well, and we want them to have a body that is disease-free, sick-free, they recover from injury quickly, they're not depressed, they're not on pharmaceutical medication, they're just living a great life because they're a healthy human being, we can tell them that, but are we the living, breathing example of that? As an exercise professional, and this is a really controversial one because a lot of people say, well, I'm not in great shape, or I haven't got ripped abdominals, or I haven't got tight butt cheeks, or I haven't got 5% body fat, so I can't be an exercise professional. This is really interesting. Is it possible that it should be more about health, being fit, strong, and healthy, rather than lean, ripped, and shredded? Is it possible there are a lot of lean, ripped, and shredded people that are not very healthy? And having one time been through the bodybuilding process, the only time my head has ever been screwed with and I was mentally unhealthy was when I was dieting for a bodybuilding competition. Can't have, mustn't have, shouldn't have, don't have. That screwed with my head for nearly 12 months after the competition. Food became a horrible experience for me, not healthy at all. I don't want life to be like that for anybody. If you are doing weird stuff, fanatical stuff, unhealthy stuff to get lean, ripped, and shredded, what example are we living as exercise professionals, as health professionals, that that's just not healthy? And I'm going to plant that seed and ask the question, if you're going to be involved in a bodybuilding competition, in a bikini competition, in a 12-week challenge, in anything about how the body looks, even how the body weighs, we often talk about, oh, you have to be a certain weight to be healthy. Well, we know that's not true because a lot of underweight people who are very unhealthy. There are what is considered overweight people, but they are very, very healthy, just have more muscle than most. And can you be fat and healthy? And of course, the answer is yes, because the definitions or the biomarkers of health are to do with resting heart rate, blood pressure, blood sugar levels, and your ability to do all the things that you want to do physically. So if you have a low resting heart rate, you've got a normal blood pressure, you've got healthy blood sugar levels, healthy cholesterol levels, everything's flowing through your body effectively, then technically you are considered healthy, even if you're carrying excess body weight. And I always have a giggle about this one because a lot of women complain, of course, that we have fat on our backside, fat on the back of our arms, even fat on our hips, but that fat's there for a reason. That's because you're a woman and no woman's ever died of fat hips, fat bum, or fat in the back of her arms. Unhealthy fat, the stuff that sits around your organs, visceral fat, that's dangerous fat. And you can, I'm sure you've heard the expression now, you can be skinny fat. You can be skinny on the outside, so you don't have very much subcutaneous fat, but you've got fat around your organs and or you're unhealthy. Being thin doesn't mean that you're healthy is what I'm sharing. So my very, very personal question from an integrity point of view, as an exercise professional, as an allied health professional, as anybody that's giving out information about being healthy, being fit, being strong, even about being lean, are you living the example of healthy? Because if someone becomes sick or diseased or unhealthy because of the advice that they have been given, then they can't end up, they won't end up being lean, or they might be, because they end up being dead. I don't want people to die early. I want people to live with quality of life. I want people to be able to go and do all the things that they want to do with a healthy brain and a healthy body. How about you? When we give advice about food that screws with people's heads, is it possible that they might be physically healthy but mentally unhealthy? So there could be people that have got resting heart rate that's normal, resting blood pressure that's normal. They've got normal blood sugar levels and they look good, but they're mentally screwed up about their food. So they don't enjoy their life because they can't have, mustn't have, don't have the foods that they would like to eat. If they eat those foods, they feel guilty and get stressed. What a horrible way to live. Or they don't eat those foods ever and they feel deprived or angry or annoyed, frustrated that they can't eat the things that they love. That's called mental health, and there's a lot of people that might be physically healthy but not mentally healthy. What I would love for everybody is this. Eat when you're hungry, stop eating when you're full, eat all the foods that you love, don't eat the foods that you don't like. Have a healthy brain, have a healthy body, strong bones, strong muscles, fast metabolism, strong immune system so you don't pick up germs, bugs, viruses and diseases, and if you do, you get rid of them really quickly. If you get injured, you recover fast. A great digestive system that works really effectively. I like the idea, well, I like the idea that it's really healthy to eat food, your body keeps what you need, you get rid of what you don't need really quickly. A gastrointestinal transit time of about 12 to 24 hours. So the stuff that you don't use, and I'll use, for example, fiber, which is used to clean stuff out of your body, you put it in your mouth, you don't digest it, it comes out within 12 to 24 hours to keep the inside of your body clean. That's a healthy digestive system. So I want to be pooing one to two times a day. These are the things that are healthy. So at our house, and it doesn't matter what I do, I just want our kids to live in a world where this is real. Stack of energy, perform at your best, love what you see in the mirror, get the results that you want from your eating and exercise program. So if you want to be lean, if you want to have ripped abdominals, you want to have tight butt cheeks, you want to compete in a bodybuilding competition, you can, but you're really healthy mentally and physically. I want that for our kids. I don't want our kids to diet. I don't want our kids to be weighing themselves, measuring themselves, having their body fat tested. I would like our kids to live a happy, positive life without all those silly things that us adults have put into the world that have screwed with so many people's heads. And as I always share, as an exercise professional, and I've been doing this all of my life, I've never done anything else. I have to live, for me, I can't live any other way. I'm the fittest and strongest and healthiest I've ever been, and I keep getting fitter and stronger and healthier. Of course I do, because that's how I live my life. It doesn't matter what I do, but I have to be, for me, for my personal integrity, I have to be a living, breathing example of that, because otherwise I couldn't live with myself. How about you? If you're preaching and telling and posting and giving people information about how to be healthy, fit and strong, are you living that, not just talking it? And that's one of my biggest challenges, of course, with social media, because you can take 1,000 photos, take one photo and that'll make you look good. You can fiddle around with your Instagram photos and make yourself look good. You can get rid of cellulite out of your photo. You can make your body look perfect. And it's all a big false persona. If somebody meets you in person, are you the fittest, strongest, healthiest, most positive person that they will ever meet? And is it possible then, for example, if you're an exercise professional, that you'll have a business that's very successful? Because people will say, I want what he's got. He's healthy, fit and strong, full of energy. He's a happy bloke. I want what he's got. She's the happiest woman I've ever met. She's in great shape. She loves her body. She doesn't go on a diet. She doesn't weigh herself. She doesn't test her body fat every 5 seconds. I want what she's got. If that's the case, if you are living the example, not talking and telling, but living, is it possible that you will like who you are and other people want to be involved with you? And or there might be people who are jealous of you because they're pretending to be something that they're not. Wouldn't it be nice if we lived with personal integrity, whatever you are, if you're going to be a cheat, be a cheat. If you're going to be a liar, tell everybody you're a liar. If you're going to be unhealthy, tell everybody you're unhealthy, you don't care. But if you're unhealthy and pretending to be healthy, isn't that where integrity becomes a challenge? Be healthy, fit and strong and live your life to the max if that's what you want to do. Super duper doo. How are you living your life to the max?